This article is entitled LIRS Partners Welcome Afghan Allies, Spirit-Led Response to Accompany New Neighbors, written by Aaron Strebus, content editor at The Living Lutheran. As president of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, Krish Omar Vijayanaraja has heard dozens of stories, but one story connected to the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan stood out. She spoke with an Afghan ally who had caught one of the last evacuation flights in August of 2021. It was so poignant when he said to me, "I've never been unemployed a day in the last 20 years. I used to give humanitarian assistance, and now I am getting it," she recalled. A medical professional who'd served Doctors Without Borders, he was starting over in the U.S. with the LIRS help, but he wanted to know how he could help. These are the kinds of Afghans who are on the front line, she said. Even as they face challenges, there is a willingness to serve. Last year, U.S. allies in Afghanistan and their families became targets of anti-American violence after the war ended. At press time, the United States had evacuated more than 100,000 Afghans through Operation Allies Refuge, 6,000 of whom are being resettled by LIRS in collaboration with federal agencies and partners from the Lutheran Services in America. Given the circumstances of their departure, Vijayanaraja said, our new Afghan neighbors aren't federally classified as refugees, hence language such as allies and neighbors, but they're just as vulnerable upon arrival. Many have received or are waiting to receive special immigrant visas, granted whether they supported U.S. troops directly or provided indirect aid through non-governmental organizations. The lucky ones were able to bring a backpack here, she said. It's important to ensure these families get a roof over their heads, food in their pantries, and access to medical and mental health care. We pray that we can give every family, every child, a hero's welcome. In addition to working at a policy level to secure for Afghans the same benefits refugees receive, LIRS was present on day one of the resettlement effort. Staff stationed themselves at military bases when Afghans started traveling to the States, and upon connecting, the organization helps them acclimate to the new culture, to learn English, find affordable housing, secure furniture, and culturally familiar food, enroll children in school, and find employment, a key step toward self-sufficiency. As of November, more than 48,000 volunteers had committed to help. LIRS has collected goods and funds for allies and continues to recruit foster parents for unaccompanied Afghan children. The trauma these families and children are facing is massive, she said, highlighting that LIRS will launch additional mental health services for unaccompanied minors in the future. We're trying to make sure we provide children the care they need to begin the healing process. She described the Afghan resettlement effort as historic, comparing the magnitude of need to that which LIRS experienced when it resettled Vietnamese years ago. This year, the demand for services grew so much that LIRS opened a third temporary office in Northern Virginia, one of the main areas Afghans are being placed. With its education wing closed due to COVID-19, Peace Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia, began renting space to LIRS in November. When LIRS made the call in October, the culture of the church was already there to say yes, said Sarah Schirschlig, Peace's pastor. We take the biblical injunction to welcome the stranger really seriously. In the span of 3 weeks, laypeople and vendors refurbished and rewired rooms to make space for LIRS. The basement became an employment center, and other spaces host language classes or counseling sessions. These people who have undergone traumas we just can't possibly imagine, she said. There is a need for God to heal where humanity has really been broken. Beyond renting space, Peace has an active homework club serving new Afghan residents, begun 4 years ago in response to community needs. Every other Saturday, people learn to drive, to fill out forms, and of course, to do homework. We have a feeling the spirit is behind all of this, and we have no doubt that in 3 years, we'll be shocked to see what happens next. In her work, Resettling Afghan Allies for Lutheran Family Services, Rocky Mountains, Mary Feeney Francis has seen many Denver area congregations step up to support this cause. Bethany Lutheran Church in Cherry Hills Village and St. Peter Lutheran Church in Greenwood Village are helping two families move into apartments and to file paperwork for their visas. Bethany will also enroll in preschool, a 4-year-old from the family the congregation is supporting. It's inspiring and encouraging to see the numbers of churches who are really stepping up to look out for Afghan individuals and families, Feeney Francis said. They are living out their values and demonstrating the love of Christ to newcomers. She wants ELCA members to know that even months removed from the August evacuation, Afghan departures continue, and there's plenty of opportunity to provide hope to new neighbors. Afghans are some of the most hospitable people in the world, and Americans have a lot to learn from them, Feeney Francis said. Anyone who has the opportunity to join a co-sponsor team is going to get a lot more out of it than they give.